Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, hello boys and girls, and welcome back to Robbie's English Harmony video blog. Tonight is Monday night. I had to give it a thought because I was going to say almost Sunday night, but it's not Sunday, it's Monday. But the thing is, today is Bank Holiday Monday, and it almost feels like Sunday. But to tell you the truth, guys, I'm not sure when this video is going to go live, for the simple reason that I'm recording a number of videos and then I'm editing them and publishing them as I see fit, right? As my schedule permits, because I'm quite busy nowadays. And one thing you mightn't actually know, and to tell you the truth, you definitely don't know that because I haven't actually mentioned it on my blog yet. I've started a computer course. It's a day course, and it starts at 8:30 in the morning and finishes at 3:45 in the afternoon. So it's basically like a 9-to-5 job. So I gotta be away during the day. It's in Dublin, and it's a 60-kilometer drive. So I have to do a 120-kilometer round trip. But it's not too bad, believe me. The journey, one-way journey, actually takes less than an hour, and I'm not even speeding, right? I'm doing under 100, about 90, 100 tops to save fuel, and even then it takes me only 40, 45 minutes to get there and back, so it's very handy. And basically, my future plans are to become a certified PC maintenance specialist and networking specialist, because I'm getting older. Obviously, none of us are getting younger. And I just want to acquire a profession, a trade, basically. And in case you're wondering what you're talking about, Robbie, you're an English teacher. Well, you see, guys, I've been running this blog for a long, long time. And I would actually call myself a fluency expert, even though I've been getting a lot of negative feedback telling me that I'm definitely not an expert because my English is not even fluent and I'm not sounding just like a native English speaker. So how dare I call myself a fluency expert, right? To which I totally disagree. For me, an expert is someone who can bring out the best in the other person. The expert himself or herself doesn't necessarily have to be perfect, right? And the best parallels with the real world, You see, I just made a small, tiny mistake, which just goes to show that to be an expert, you don't have to be perfect. You can make mistakes even, right? But the best parallels we can draw with the real world is, say, for example, a coach in a particular sport. For example, in boxing, right? We oftentimes see it's a typical cliche in films where the coach is a scrawny old fella and he teaches the big muscly guy, Rocky, for example, right? Rocky Balboa. Did he have a coach, a trainer? He did, actually, as a matter of fact. He did. And basically, he's teaching the big guy who could, in fact, knock him out with a single punch. But he's teaching him the tips and tricks of the trade because he's the trainer. He sees very well what's going to work, what won't. So he doesn't necessarily have to be as big, as tough, as muscly as the actual fighter himself. And I would compare myself to that kind of guy. I don't have to be a native English speaker myself to tell you guys what works and what doesn't, especially considering that I've been there, done that. I've struggled through the whole thing. I've been struggling with English fluency for years, and now that I've actually figured out all these strategies and methods I'm talking about on my blog through the trial and error method, right? It actually makes me so much more effective in terms of coaching and mentoring than some other guy, some native English speaker who's just acquired a formal degree in English teaching, but he doesn't actually know what it's like to be struggling, what goes on in your mind, right? But anyway, I'm veering off the subject completely. What exactly was I talking about? Oh yeah, I was telling you that I'm gone during the day. I'm doing my computer course. Oh yeah, why I want to pursue a career in another trade? Just because I want to get out of the house. To tell you the truth, guys, it is a bit depressing sitting in the house all day long. And even though I love this whole English teaching thing and creating all these videos and articles and coaching my own students, it does get a bit depressing, to tell you the truth, because you can't see, but I'm actually sitting in my home office. And this is the few square meters of area where I'm spending 90% of my time in, and I'm not actually happy about that. I've spent a good few months in this room coaching my Fluency Star students full time, and to tell you the truth, I just want to get out there and actually use my English for something practical for myself. And I couldn't think of a better way of doing that than to actually go back to education, back to college, which is exactly what I'm doing now. And now I can actually use my English skills in order to better myself, acquire a trade and then get a well-paid job down the line or whatever, you know what I mean? Meeting other people, communicating with plenty of native English speakers and a few foreigners. I'm embracing all that and I'm enjoying it. But anyway, what was I going to say in the very beginning? You see, this video is totally off the subject. The initial subject was something that I've almost forgotten by now, and then I started telling you all these personal things that I haven't told you, I haven't had the chance to tell you. What was I gonna say? Anyway, it doesn't matter, right? Because this video is quite long at this stage, so let this video just be an update on my personal life for those of you guys who've been following me throughout the years. And obviously, I'm very grateful to you for following me, staying my supporter and fan, and there's a good few of those out there, and in case you happen to be one who's supporting the English Harmony website and constantly reads my blog posts and watches my videos and sends me all those supportive emails and all that, I'm really, really thankful to you for being there for me, because if not for you guys, all these videos and everything I do would be totally wasted time and effort, right? All right, thanks for watching, and I suppose there is no take-home lesson for you guys today. It was just an update on my personal situation. And yeah, that's about it. Chat to you soon, and bye.